Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab again is our guest, and we're going to talk about something I don't have a lot of knowledge about, to be quite honest. Achilles injuries. I've heard about them. I actually saw one time, but I don't know what it is. How do you treat it, and what causes it?
Sure. Really, really tricky injury. The Achilles tendon is a tendon that attaches your calf muscle, wraps around the bottom of your heel. Sadly, it's something we see quite a bit of, and I'm going to let our director of physical therapy, Ryan Smith, speak to that. That's something he sees quite a bit of. So, Ryan?
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Achilles tendon injuries are a common condition that we see here. It's certainly common with athletes and for folks who are trying to get back into fitness again. And so, like Dr. Riley had mentioned, the Achilles is a tendon that attaches your calf muscles to the bottom of your foot, and it's the main mechanism that propels you forward. So when you press off with your foot and your toes to make yourself go forward when you're walking or running, it does a lot of that work. And what happens is when people do too much too fast, most often they'll end up damaging that tendon. And it can become weak, it can become inflamed, and it hurts a lot. And a lot of people will chase a variety of different interventions and treatments to solve it, and it often can be very pesky and can hang around a long time. So I'd like to think we do some things a little differently here than maybe some of the other places do, and there's certainly a lot of recent research and evidence to guide us on what's best for Achilles tendon injuries.
Ryan, a long time ago I saw a guy with an Achilles injury, and the entire ligament snapped, it rolled up the back of his calf. And we're not talking about that kind of injury. We're talking about stress and strain, correct?
Well, we see both of those. So we certainly see people who can tear it completely. And, you know, that's a bad deal. I mean, you're going to end up in surgery. You're going to be in a boot.
Yeah.
And that's a long recovery process. The surgical procedure has gotten quite a bit better than it used to be, but it's still, that's a pretty gnarly rehab. But certainly a lot of people who are not torn yet, who are on that road, those are probably the most common people. And in those situations, there's a couple key things that you want to get teased out when you're working with somebody on those situations. Is first to make sure, in fact, that it is the Achilles. Some other things we'll do with people at the beginning is tape them. So kinesio tape or rock tape often will give some symptomatic relief, along with some soft tissue work, can often reduce inflammation and irritation. And then we'll use specialized equipment in here like the Alter G, which we've talked about, the anti-gravity treadmill. So if it hurts when you walk, we'll unload you in the NASA treadmill to where you don't hurt and allow you to begin to move, and that'll accelerate your recovery. Same thing's true in running. So if the person hurts when they run, we'll unload them in the Alter G, and that'll speed up their recovery. And we also use another device called the Total Gym. And you may have seen those on TV with Chuck Norris. We often giggle about that in here. But we use it a little bit differently the way Chuck does. We'll actually reduce the pressure on you so that you could squat or do what's called a heel raise, where you go up onto your toe. And we'll do a certain type of exercise that research has showed is very helpful for Achilles tendon injuries called eccentrics. And it's essentially a lengthening of the tendon under load. So the best example I give to people of what an eccentric is like if you were doing a bench press and you slowly lower the bar back down to your chest. Oftentimes people call that a negative. That type of motion, when tendons are injured, they really, really like that. And so we'll provide an environment where they can do that at a level that doesn't hurt, helps their tendon begin to heal, and the goal obviously is to get them back to walking or running again.
What is a normal timetable, or is there such a thing for rehabbing?
Well, that's one of the good things about what we do in here. We test people, and so there's objective data, and from that data we can tell somebody, usually within several weeks, how long it's going to take. For the majority of people that come in, it's a 6 to 12 week recovery. I'd like to tell people it's faster. I think there's a lot of people that are telling people it's faster, but it just takes a while. There's not a lot of blood flow to that tendon, so it's slow. But you can heal it. And the big thing that happens to athletes and average people is they'll stop moving, they'll stop walking, they'll stop running because they hurt. And I just encourage people to get some help because you got to keep moving.
Ryan, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
So, Dr. Riley, when you're talking about kind of ramping up this whole idea of treating the Achilles, what's your best recommendation?
Well, I'll tell you, Achilles injuries, as a chiropractor, that's definitely not something that I excel in. And so that's why I'm very fortunate and blessed to have, some really well-trained and proficient physical therapists here. I've seen some nasty stuff related to those things. So I think it's really, really important that patients do their homework. You do your homework trying to figure out who's qualified to treat something like that. Because I've seen them kind of go both ways that, with providers or practitioners treat those things maybe incorrectly or go a little too fast and hard at the beginning. it can actually be counterproductive. So I think it's just important that you do your homework, find someone that's educated. A lot of times these orthopedic surgeons will have some good recommendations and so forth. So do your homework and, find a qualified professional to get you fixed up.
Dr. Riley, thank you. And also thank you to Ryan Smith. Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab has been our guest today.